to it. All right, it's 5:30.
Oh, I didn't give you a gavel. Do you want one?
No. Oh, my God, no. Okay, March 6th, Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee. We're going to begin. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Has everybody been able to look at the minutes that Jay sent? If there's any corrections to them? I didn't even look at them, sorry. Oh, I'll read them later. I'm sure it's okay. All right, well, if nobody has anything, then...
I'll move it.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Okay. I guess we can get right into our resolutions. Oh, all in favor. Sorry.
Aye.
I get ahead of myself. I do that a lot. I like to get right into the business. Okay, resolution 64. Confirming the appointment of Nancy Smith as Director of Probation. Nancy is here for, I don't know, Lynn, if you know her or not.
I don't. Hi, Nancy. Nice to meet you.
Would you like to say anything?
Sure. I've been the Deputy Director at Probation since 2009. Well, my resume's attached, you can see that. I've been in probation forever. 32 years.
Wow.
And I have been in Ulster for many, many years, in management for 20-something years, and I hope that I can continue my good work at Probation as Director.
Great. Thank you.
You haven't burned out.
I haven't. Amazingly enough, I haven't. I love what I do. It's every day's different, and it's great stuff.
Thank you. Can I get somebody to move in?
I make a motion to move that.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're good.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Now the buck stops there.
Now, what was that?
No, I mean, when the problem was the problem.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah.
Okay. Resolution 79, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Family of Woodstock Department of Probation. So, your first resolution there. Anything that is special on this?
The 180 program that we've done for a couple years with Family of Woodstock. Very successful. We think it's great. It's with the juveniles. It's a diversion program. They do a juvenile community accountability board. It's a restorative justice program.
Anybody have any questions? And can I get somebody to move it?
I'll move it.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Resolution number 80, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Motorola Solutions Emergency Management. And Steve is here. Would you like to tell us anything about?
Yeah, that's our service agreement for the phone system, for our phone system, the 911 phone system. Okay.
Does anybody have any questions?
No, I'll move it.
Okay. Second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't put you back.
How are you doing, Kat?
Resolution number 87. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Lime Energy Company, Department of Environment. So this one is 100% state. Oh, okay, go right ahead.
Well, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Can I also bring your attention to resolution number 95?
Yes, thank you.
So, just over a year ago, first of all, as we all know, the Law Enforcement Center uses a lot of electricity and heating fuel. It's about 40% of all the costs. We spend about $2.5 million a year for electricity and heating fuel. The Law Enforcement Center, due to its nature, that's a 24-hour facility, is about 40% of that usage.
Wow.
So again, the sheriff has been terrific and has worked with us to try to find ways to reduce our consumption of energy at the law enforcement center and help, find efficiency there. A year or so ago, Ulster County was the first municipality in the state to achieve this designation of clean energy community. Because we were the first county in the state, we were awarded a $250,000 state grant that we could use to invest in energy efficiency projects. Given that the law enforcement center is such a huge piece of our pie, we focused all of the energy, all of our efforts at the law enforcement center. And this is the first project to come forward from that grant. So it was basically, you're seeing on your agenda Resolution 95, which is a revenue contract with NYSERDA for $250,000. As part of our plan, we focused all of that effort on the law enforcement center. The first piece is this contract with Lime Energy. We're going to retrofit every remaining light bulb at the law enforcement center with energy efficient LEDs. This includes, we believe all this work will be done on the correction side of the house, mm-hmm. Sheriff. And we believe it's going to reduce the electricity expenses by about 6% at the law enforcement center. And given the escalating cost of energy, we'll save $1 million over 10 years.
LEDs.
Yeah, nice project.
I know my thought on that.
But normally I'm not here at your committee, but again, this is something that gets transfers under, but it's a good project.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions for Ken?
I do not.
Okay.
So I'll move this.
Thank you.
Second? I will second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And are we doing 4 and 87 and 95 together? Or
yeah, and I'm going to, that we did 87, I'm going to ask to take 95 out of order.
Okay.
So if I could have a motion, take it out of order.
Motion.
Thank I'll second
you.
It.
Thank you. And then all in favor of resolution number 95?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 92, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the United States Department of Justice to accept grant funds for overtime reimbursement sheriff's office. So this is money that we are getting back, so I don't really think anybody would.
Now, Paul, that's from 1 year overtime?
Yes.
1 year.
Yeah, that one there, I believe, has to do with our work that we do with the U.S. Marshals Task Force.
Oh, okay.
We have guys that are cross-designated as task force officers with the U.S. Marshals. When they're out looking for people in our county or adjoining counties, they reimburse us.
Great. And can I have somebody move that?
Move.
Thank you. Get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 93, amending the 2018 Ulster County budget, appropriating unexpended funds from the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for FY17 State Homeland Security Program, Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
I'm sorry, this was primarily for computers? Did I read that properly?
It's grant funding that we get yearly that the project is being instituted now, so we need to bring that money forward. So it's updating a good portion of it's updating the command post computers and servers and all of that. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Any other questions? Okay, can I get somebody to move it?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Number 94, our last resolution. Appropriating funds from self-insurance revenues for replacement of Sheriff's Office license plate reader trailer. Amending the 2018 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff. So, there was damage to something, right?
Yeah, there was damage already.
Oh, yeah?
You stop down at Central Auto and see it, it's in 6 or 8 different pieces.
Oh, boy.
A drunk driver hit it.
Oh, wow.
And so, basically, then they were arrested.
Oh, that's lovely.
And through insurance, we were able to recoup the funds, and obviously we would like the money back so we can buy a new one.
Good. Awesome.
And that's where you drive by.
It's the speed sign, yeah. and it says don't drink and drive.
That's right. That's funny. I like that.
How ironic is that?
More than a hit, it got blast.
Oh, it got,
did it really?
Yeah. Oh, it was, you know, it's a little trailer. There's not much to it, but
yeah.
Still, it was it was a fun thing to clean up.
Oh my God, hysterical.
I make the motion to approve resolution number 94.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolutions are done. And sheriff's report. You should have a copy there of your stuff. So obviously we just have January and February. We always start out a little bit behind.
Yeah,
it's our trend.
We don't know how the year's going to go, but
right.
Our estimates every year usually are awful close to what you were in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're constantly trying to find other ways to bring more inmates in that we could charge for, but it's a big business.
Yeah. Hear about it even on TV now. Anybody have any questions for the sheriff?
And you noted that I saw in the report that you had tried to get some inmates from Rikers.
We had some inmates from Rikers. It didn't work out well for us. We had some issues. I've been in touch with the Assistant Commissioner from Corrections, Alan Riley, who's the next sheriff, to try and do it again. This time I would ask for the type of inmates we get. I really believe they screwed us the last time.
Yeah.
They sent us inmates that when they were in different places in Rikers, they were never together.
Yeah.
But yet when they sent them to us, they were all together.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. And they were troubled from the day they walked into our facility. So the next time we get inmates from Rikers, and they're looking to farm them out, it'll be on our terms.
Very good.
Anything else that you wanted to share?
No, I think we're pretty good.
Okay, good. I don't think we have any old business, unless somebody wants to bring something up. Any new business anybody want to bring up?
I mean, I'm just curious about, and I can't remember if it was kind of sure it was involved in a certain incident in Saugerties involving the two gang members, and they found a body.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you, out of curiosity, if you've seen an uptick in that kind of
I would have you talk to the DA about that.
Okay.
About that specific case.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to comment on uptick in gangs.
Yeah.
For sure, it should come from Holly.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I also decided with our first meeting last month, Lynn, unfortunately you had to miss it because we had to change the date. That we're going to also talk about if there's any events going on in anybody's areas. I don't have any. Oh, that's a lie. Chief Wage is starting his class again in Highland, so that's nice.
Civilian.
Yeah, the civilian
training
academy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what we do have going on in Lloyd. I didn't know if anybody else had anything.
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
We just recently did Narcon training.
Yes.
Sororities. Chief
yes.
Sinagra had that going on.
I saw that.
Other than that, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, we have a police commission forum going on in Kingston, which should be a lot of fun next Wednesday, I think. And I think it should be kind of a rough meeting. It sounds like a lot of tension. So.
Oh boy.
Yeah. If you want to see some fireworks, that would probably be the place to go.
Our next meeting is going to be Tuesday, April 3rd. Anybody have anything else? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Move.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Yes, I do. This